Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bell, guys, let's talk to Mike Griffin from Dog Nation about the dogs and everything that's going on. We got some more Hawks conversation coming up as we are live from Gustin's Grill in Woodstock. It's jumping in here, man, and it usually is. Great spot to come out, get some food. Great bar atmosphere. They have a lot of activities and bands here as well. So if you're not familiar with it, come on out right there on Highway 92. Mike Griffith, it's good to talk with you, man. Let's talk about what we learned in this Ole Miss game. And everybody was talking about, obviously, the play of Gunnar Stockton. And, you know, my thing after that game was, all right, I can admit it. He's a dude. He is a guy that has shown he can carry this team. I thought the Tennessee game was impressive, but I thought this was even more so impressive. What did you learn, if you did learn anything, Mike, about Gunnar Stockton?
Well, I mean, it's just like Kirby Smart said, when they're able to run the football, it really just makes the offense go. It opens up everything. Opens up the play-action game, the tight ends. As you guys said, Gunnar was able to execute there in the second half, you know, 12 of 12 in the second half. So impressive. And, you know, come from behind and get that win. I mean, it was a shootout. It was a great football game. You saw a really good offensive Ole Miss team give Georgia their best shot, scored on their first five drives, and Kirby was able to adjust. But, you know, that run game travels, and Georgia's ability to run the ball just really opened things up. And, you know, Mike Bobo had a whale of a day, 34 first downs in one game. I'm not sure I've ever seen 34 first downs in one game.
Yeah, you're right. That's true about the first downs. Mike Griffith joining us.
And Mike, you know, just to echo Carl's sentiments, I know we've talked a lot about, you know, what Gunnar Stockton is and he isn't. You know, the perfect throw on the fourth down that Carl referenced in the Tennessee game. And then to see him just execute. I know you brought up the fact, you know, that you felt that Bobo was putting him in a position to succeed. It was just a matter of time. Now we've seen everything. Only problem is now you're getting some injuries at wide receiver. Is this where some of the transfers can step it up? I know Zach Branch has been a piece, but talk about the receivers and now how does it work with Kobe Young all banged up?
Yeah, well, you're hoping that Noah Thomas comes through, right? I mean, this is the high-priced guy you got from Texas A&M that you thought would make an impact and really hasn't yet. You got some really talented guys. C.J. Wiley's impact recruit that we think is capable of contributing right away as well. So there's another potential X receiver, but it sticks with the run game and the defense. And, you know, unfortunately, the defenses that Georgia's, you know, going to be seeing here pretty soon are better than what they've seen. I mean, let's face it, Ole Miss has a really bad defense. They're not good. You know, even the Alabama defense is somewhat suspect. Florida defense is going to be better. Texas defense is going to be better. Right. Those are going to be tough games. This next game is going to be a real challenge when you consider what, you know, Florida's gone through, and, you know, they got the extra week, and now the interim head coach, you know, game 70 miles from Gainesville. Georgia's riding high. You know, I think this next game is going to be important for Georgia to really beef up the defense a little bit. DJ Lagway's a guy we know has a good upside and has been playing better. So where Georgia sits is fantastic. If you told me at the beginning of the year this is where they'd be, I'd say, oh, man, you take it. But the bottom line is they've got more work to do if they're going to make the college football playoff, and there's going to be some challenges ahead.
And I guess we just talked about kind of this is where we're living. I mean, Georgia is going to have – and by the way, apparently we don't talk as much recruiting, but apparently the recruiting class looking forward to 27. They got some big-time recruits coming in. But you're just missing those elite defensive pieces. So is this what it is now, a dial-a-score? Every game is going to be that high-scoring piece?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe every game will be that close. I mean, the Auburn game – listen, hey, and look, guys, we keep it real on here, right? I mean, I'm not a cheerleader. Let's be honest. You know, Gunner didn't play good in the first half against Auburn. They didn't score a point until there's, you know, a minute and a half left. I mean, it's the same guy. So it is what it is. I mean, he was fantastic against Ole Miss when he had the run game. Against Auburn, when Auburn took away the run, not fantastic. And it hasn't been consistent from game to game. I mean, there were five snaps against Austin Peay when he couldn't score from the one. So I think it's a team that's getting better. I think it's a team that's growing together. But it's not a team that can hang their hat on any one player. It's a team that everyone has to play well. And what was great about the Ole Miss game that, you know, left us with, you know, all the warm and fuzzies after the game was that it was complimentary football. The defense showed up in the fourth quarter and, you know, allowed 13 yards on 11 plays. I mean, that was amazing. That's stunning, stunning. That five straight drives, Ole Miss drive for touchdowns, and in the fourth quarter, you know, the defense holds them to 13 yards on one first down on 11 plays. The offense kicks it into gear. You know, down nine, they back-to-back touchdown drives. You know, great execution, as you guys said. You know, Gunner putting the ball where he's supposed to put it. Some scrambles, avoiding sacks, you know, avoiding the catastrophic plays. I mean, that's what you need to get from him. And that's what he's been delivering in the clutch. But I don't think Georgia can keep living on the edge by trailing at halftime. I think eventually they've got to get this good start to a game. I mean, what is it? I think going back to last year's Texas game, I believe it's 8 out of the last 9 games, Kentucky's the only one, that they did not trail or be tied at halftime. 8 out of 9, and that's against Power 4 teams. I'm not counting the trashy garbage teams they played, you know, Marshall and Austin Peay. Talking about real football teams. 8 out of 9, they either trailed or were tied at halftime. That's not a formula for success, and Kirby knows that, and Kirby said that, and Mike Bobo knows it, and Glenn Schumann. They all know it, and it's not like they're trying not to get off to a better start, but that's what's going to need to happen for Georgia to play in the SEC title game, and that's the standard. 7 out of the last 8 years, Kirby's done it. It's amazing. But Florida, I'm telling you, this is going to be a dangerous game. This is not going to be a pushover. This is going to be a scary game for Georgia. At Mississippi State, they've shown upset potential. They had Tennessee on the ropes. We'll see what they do against Texas this week. Stay tuned on that one, I would predict. Texas coming in off a bye week. That's the number 5 defense in the country. That's a really good defense. And they played Ohio State within 7. Nobody else has played Ohio State within 18. And then Georgia Tech, I mean, you know, you guys, you know, if you want to make fun of their schedule strength being 48, or if you want to acknowledge that they should have lost to Wake Forest, you could say that realistically they're a 6-1 team that wouldn't be in the top 20 had they lost to Wake Forest if the official hadn't blown the call. You could say that, but I'm going to sit here and say they're 7-0, and as long as they believe they're good, they're dangerous. So, and it's in Mercedes-Benz, so we'll see what happens. So the rest of the Georgia schedule is not a picnic.
Hey, they took you to 8 overtimes last year.
No, it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. It's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Let me ask you this in regards to Kobe Young and the injury. We keep saying all week, Mike, the it's next man up. The receiver room is really good. How does that affect the offense, if it does, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, he was their best perimeter threat. I mean, he was. He did a good job at the X. I mean, listen, I don't mind telling you, Zachariah Branch is the guy for me that I give the team MVP to. I mean, this guy's dynamite. This guy's unstoppable. Every team's got to have a plan for him. It opens up other things because of number one. I mean, this guy has got so much juice. He's so exciting. You know, if we took an objective look at this current Georgia football team and we said who could have started for the 21 or 22 team, Zachariah Branch would have been one of those guys. I'm not sure we'd name anybody else on the offense that would have started for 21 or 22, or defense for that matter, if we're just being honest about it. And a lot of that has to do with the parity and how good 21 and 22 was. But Zachariah Branch is the guy that translates for me. I mean, you put the ball in his hands, you think about the fourth down conversion against Tennessee when they were down 21-7. They had to have it at midfield. You think about the two-point conversion that put it in. They had to have it. He ran the route. He came through with the 3rd-and-11 catch against Alabama. Had to have it. Kept that drive sustained. I mean, gosh, if Gunner gets one more yard on that drive inside the 10, there's not a fourth down play on his scramble. You know, he's so close to picking that up. You know, instead you go to fourth down, Cash Jones, you don't get it. So, you know, we've seen some opportunities for they could be undefeated. They could also have three losses. You know, Kirby's culture won a couple of those games. And, again, I'm telling you, I don't know, maybe it's too early. Maybe I'm still supposed to be sky high and a win over Ole Miss, but I'm looking at that Florida game and I'm circling it. And just the red light flashing for me, that is a dangerous, dangerous football game because Florida can stop the run and they're going to be all in for this interim head coach after their coach got fired. And to me, that's just it's going to be a challenging game. Remember, Georgia tailed at halftime last year, and now DJ Lagway's healthy. They got better receivers. It's going to be a heck of a game.
Look, they hung in there with LSU. We've talked about, you know, some of the games they played. I mean, the Texas game speaks for itself. I mean, it's still an SEC talent-laden team, just perhaps not maximizing the talent. And Kirby basically said as much as Mike Griffith joins us, guys, from Dog Nation, basically saying that, yeah, they're going to come up with some new looks. There'll be some new stuff with 2 weeks to get ready. Has your expectation level for this team changed? Because we speak with your compatriot, Connor Riley, and his feeling was there was always a ceiling on this team. As Gunnar Stockton continues to evolve and make these, you know, sort of amazing Stetson Bennett-type moments, do you feel this team can still, once they get in the playoff, can compete with anybody? Or the defense is ultimately going to be their limitation?
Okay, I got to put this in perspective. We got to put this in perspective. Those Stetson Bennett moments came because you had a legendary defense that was giving up 6.9 points a game. If your defense, if you had the defense you had right now, Stetson Bennett would have 6 or 7 losses because you wouldn't have
Oh, yeah, turnovers too. I get it. I'm just saying the clutch. Let me rephrase it, Mike. Clutch.
No, Stetson was clutch, and when Stetson ran it, you know, he could take it the distance. I mean, Stetson was a home run hitter. I mean, that's the thing everybody forgets. Not only was he quick and agile back there in the pocket, but you remember that run he hit against Auburn? Went like 64 yards. You're not catching that guy. The run against Tennessee, I mean, he was fast. Gunner's tough. I don't think Gunner's fast. I don't think he can get you 30 or 40 yards on the screen. He can get you 12 or 13 and run somebody over. But, man, Stetson was such a dangerous runner. And, again, the defense was different. Gunner has a bigger ask than Stetson did. So did Carson Beck. They didn't have the same defense, number one. Number two, they didn't have the same playmakers. I mean, hey, look, I like Lawson Lucky and Oscar Delp as the next guy. But then ain't Brock Bowers out there, okay? And as much as, you know, Zachariah Branch has done a lot, Ladd McConkey did a lot of the same thing. There's no George Pickens going up and catching the ball. I mean, you know, Colby Young, I mean, got beat by a 5'9 corner with the game on the line at Alabama last year. That's just the way it is, all right? He was good, but he wasn't that good. And I don't know that Gunner has the receivers that Stetson bit. In the backs, this Chauncey Bowens, Nate Frazier, like these guys. But they ain't going to be starting on your fantasy football team like James Cook. So they don't have the same supporting cast that Stet did. And to your point, you know, Stet had the clutch gene. Gunner has shown us that, you know, but when he throws the ball up and needs somebody to make a play, there's not a Donnie Mitchell on the other end. You know, who is it? We don't know. I mean, who are we talking about here? And London Humphreys made a pretty nice grab, but, I mean, are we ready to say he's a first or second round NFL pick? I don't know that.
No.
These guys all have to continue to evolve. When we look at the offensive line, these are all young guys. You got two freshmen out there. So I think it's important to keep the expectations in check. That said, they've shown us they can overcome. They've shown us they're resilient. Can they beat? Yeah, if we look at the Florida game, yeah, okay, that's a game, you know, better than 50% chance. Mississippi State, certainly better than 50% chance. Texas game, certainly better 50. Well, Georgia Tech, 50. But if you say all five, what are the odds of winning all five? Well, it probably drops down to what, maybe 20, 25% tops. So, and what does two losses look like? And who do you play in the playoff? And do you play in the SEC title game?
Right.
Yeah. And do you play in the SEC title game with a second SEC loss? I don't know the answers to those questions. So I'm appreciating what I'm seeing. if, you know, Connor talking about this team having a ceiling, you know, I would agree that to some extent, but here's the flip side. I think everybody has a ceiling. I mean, Ohio State only beat Texas by 7. Florida beat them by 8. Does Ohio State have a ceiling? I mean, Indiana went and beat Oregon. That's kind of scary to me, but at the end of the day, it's still Indiana. I'm kind of in. They got me sort of right. Shut up. But at the end of the day, it's Indiana. It's a basketball school. I don't know if I'm really believing it. And they don't play another top 25 team all year. Let me see what they do in the Big Ten title game. I need to be convinced. And then who? A&M? A&M beat Notre Dame 41-40, and what, they just get a fine for taking some injuries or something? What's going to happen with them? Is A&M going to fade? So I think the good news is everybody has a ceiling. I don't see a super team out there. So, yeah, I'm not ruling out anything for Kirby Smart. He's the best coach in the country, hands down. It's the best program in the country, hands down. But is this the best Georgia team I've ever seen? Heck no. Do I think they'll be better next year? Heck yeah. If you're going to get Georgia, you better get him now. While they got a young offensive line, receiving core, you guys mentioned, a little banged up. And to me,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, I don't... Even this era parity, I mean, this defense has been disappointing, guys. I think they're last in the SEC in sacks. I don't think you're going to catch Kirby Smart in a situation like this again. We don't have somebody to go get the quarterback, because that's the big problem right now, right? Is their quarterback sack artist is playing for Missouri because somebody didn't pony up the money. They lost a premier edge rush. That should have never happened, and I think that'll be a lesson learned.
Mike Griffith, it's always a pleasure. Good stuff, man, as we evaluate everything. Nothing's off the table. He is with Dog Nation. You can follow him. Mike, we'll talk to you next week as we get ready for Florida. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game live at Gustin's Grill. Guys, we're coming back. Last night, not what we wanted to start the season.
Well, that's an understatement.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.